Many, many years ago, there was a time I need to travel to Manila, and I was on a very tight budget. Konti lang yung budget ko, but kailangan ako pumunta ng Manila. I inquired for the tickets at that time. Yung one way is 1,800 plus one way na ticket. And I will be traveling from Antique to Iloilo. Pupunta muna ako sa Iloilo kasi walang airport sa Antique at that time. So, pamasahin na naman papuntang Iloilo. Then from Iloilo, 1,800 yung airplane. So, kinikwenta ko, sabi ko, mahal. Then I inquired, nag-uumpisa na yung Roro. It was just starting. Wala pa masyadong Roro noon. So, first few weeks of Roro, nag-inquire na ako, ang pamasahe is only 900. 900 lang from San Jose Antique way up to Cubao. 900 pesos. So, ang ginawa ko, sabi ko, so 900 pesos lang. So, meron pa akong 900 pesos na pocket money. So, I took the Roro Gasat Express. So, sinakyan ko yon. Pagdating sa Kulasi, Antique, nagutom talaga ako. Siguro dahil sa bus yan. Naalog-alog ka, so natutunaw ka agad yung kinakain mo. Pagdating sa Kulasi, sabi ko, hindi pa ako kakain, wala pang lunch eh. Pagtingin ko sa side, may nagbenta ng siopaw. Umuusok-usok pa ang siopaw. So sabi ko, kahit isa lang. So bumaba ako, bumili ako ng siopaw sa Kulasi, kumain. Then the bus, umalis na. Dumating na kami a few hours later, we were in Katiklan. Pagdating sa Katiklan, hindi pa makaakyat yung bus sa ferry, so pinababa muna yung mga pasahero. Nakita ko yung mga pasahero, diretso-diretso sa isang karinderya. Lahat sila. So sabi ko, lunch naman eh. So pumasok din ako sa karinderya. Pagdating sa karinderya, nakita ko yung inubarang manok. So, sabi ko, kahit inubarang manok lang ang ulam, okay na. So, kumain ako. So, pagkain ko, maya-maya, alis na yung ferry. Sumakay na yung bus. Pag-akyat ko sa taas, hindi kayo pwede magstay sa bus, umakyat ako sa taas, may restaurant na naman. Bihira. May restaurant na naman. Pagdating dun sa taas, nakita ko pansit. Wow! Sarap nito. Di umorder ako ng pansit. Umorder ako ng soft drinks. At meron pang isa, hindi ko na maalala kung ano yon. Basta kumain talaga ako. Then, a few hours later, nandun na kami sa Mindoro. So, pagbaba sa Mindoro, biyahe na naman yung bus. 1 hour later, huminto yung bus sa isang karinderya na naman. It was around 11 or 12 midnight. Pagdating doon, nakulinagang baka. Talagang umuusok. Ayoko na sanang kumain, pero linagang baka. Mindoro is known sa mga baka, di ba? Sabi ko, bihira lang naman ako makapunta ng Mindoro. Kain na rin ako. So, kumain ako ng linagang baka. Tapos, syempre, masarap yan pag may kanin. O, naparami tuloy yung kanin. So, all the way, kain. Tapos, alis na naman yung bus. Around 2 o'clock in the morning, nandun na kami sa dulo ng Mindoro, tatawid na ng Batangas. So, pagdating dun sa dulo ng Mindoro, antay na naman kami ng ferry, aba, may kantin na naman dun sa port. Diba? Ay nako, kain na naman. Pagdating ng Batangas, kain ulit. Masarap yung pagkain sa Batangas. Then we went to Cubao. Pagdating ko sa Cubao, gutom na gutom pa rin ako. Kumain ako. And kwinenta ko yung expenses ko, I ended up spending like 3,000 plus. Nakamura ako sa pamasahe, 900 lang. Pero yung kain ko, wow, doble. Sabi ko, sana nag-eroplano na lang ako. Okay? No, bakit mo, Father, kinikwento tong kwento na to? You see, our gospel today speaks about food, pagkain pong pinag-uusapan dito. In life, we are in a journey. Naglalakbay tayong lahat. We are on a pilgrim. This world is not our home. Kaya we have to move forward. Palagi tayong naglalakbay sa buhay natin. We need to go to places. In a few weeks' time, I will be going to Cebu again. Next week, I will be in Pandan. Kailangan, we have to move around. Some of you, mas malalayo nga yung lugar na napupuntahan nyo. Okay? But journeying is not just about places that you need to go to. Journeying is also about your hopes and dreams na kailangan mo maabot. Amen? Kaya natutuwa ako pag kinakausap ko yung mga bata. Tinatanong ko, paglaki mo, anong gusto mo maging? Sabi niya, gusto ko maging doktor. Nako, tuwang-tuwa ako pag mayroong batang gusto mag-doktor. Ibig sabihin, marami na namang buhay ang masisave. Okay? Tinanong ko yung isa, sabi ko, ikaw, anong gusto mo nak paglaki mo? Sabi ng isang bata sa akin, engineer. Wow, sabi ko, praise God, engineer. Dadami na naman yung bahay natin. Okay? At matibay. Yung isa sabi sa akin, lawyer. Hoy, nako. Ang bihira. Dami na namang kriminal makakalabas sa kulungan. You know, I enjoy listening to the dreams of children. Kasi yung mga bata, pag nangarap yan, walang limit. Sky is the limit. Sabi nga ng isa sa akin, gusto ko maging Wolverine. Sabi ko, pwede. Wag mo lang tusukin yung tao. Okay? Yung mga bata natin kanina, they were ministering to God. Napakagaling ng sayaw nila, di ba? Palakpakan natin ang Diyos. Yes, they did well. Yeah. Etong grupo na yan, ng mga dancers, yan yung kabatch ko. Kaya sabi nila, sabi ko kanina, nako, sa sobrang ganda ng sayaw nyo, mapapapitcha na naman ako nito. Okay? So tawang nagtawa sila. Well, the journey, we go to places, maglalakbay tayo to places. But when you talk of life's journey, you are also going to journey towards your hopes and your dreams. Sa mga nanay, mga tatay, anong mga pangarap nyo? Sa mga lolo at lola, nako, huwag yung sabihin wala kayong pangarap, kailangan po mangarap pa rin. Ha, mga lolo at lola? Yes. Because we are on a journey to reach our goals, our destinations in life, we need to move forward. In our spiritual life, this is very important. Because in our spiritual life, the scripture says, God will move us from glory to glory. Kailangan natin maglakbay talaga. And besides, my dear brothers and sisters, this place, magtataka kayo, bakit ang dami kong problema? Magtataka kayo, bakit may mga crisis? Why am I so facing sufferings in this world? You know why? Because this place is a temporary place for us. We are just passing through. This is not yet our final destination. Where is our final destination? Eternity with Jesus. Yan ang final destination natin. Doon lang tayo magpapahinga. Doon lang tayo mawawala ng sufferings. That's the only place. And as long as we are still moving towards that, we will experience hardship. We will experience sufferings. We will experience so many problems in life. Kailangan yan. And our journey towards eternity begins today and every day of your life. Diyan nag-uumpisa yung journey na yan. So Father, anong kinalaman nito sa pagkain? Kung ikaw ay naglalakbay, kailangan mong kumain. Amen? Hindi kayo nag-aamin, tinitingnan nyo kasi yung tiyan ko. When you travel and you are journeying in life, you need to eat. Amen. You need to have the food that will nourish you until you reach your destination. Kailangan talagang kumain. Now, hindi lahat ng kakainin natin ay nakakabuti sa journey natin. Kasi pag mali yung kinain mo, baka hanggang katiklan ka lang, sa CR ka na matutulog. Kasi mali ang kinain. And we are going to talk about that more. We are going to journey, and so it is important that we eat the proper food. Food refers to the nourishment that we need. The food that we eat, yung kinakain natin, kanin, ulam, that is nourishment for your body para hindi mapagod yung katawan mo. But we are going to talk about a food that will nourish you until you reach eternity with Jesus. Malayo yun. Amen? Napakalayong lakbay yun. At napakahirap yung lakbay na yan. But there is a food, a provision that God gives to us that will ensure us na makararating ka talaga dun sa eternity. Our first reading today talks about Elijah. The prophet Elijah. You know, ang story ng first reading natin, he encountered the prophets of Baal, yung mga pari ni Jezebel. Oh. He encountered them, nakipag-away siya, there was a great move of God. You know, he was proven by God as a mighty prophet. Tinalo niya yung karami-raming pari ni Baal. Tinalo niya, and everyone feared that prophet, natakot silang lahat, except for Jezebel. Talaga naman. May babae talagang hindi takot sa lalaki. Mga lalaki, huwag niyong kalimutan yan. Huwag niyong isipin lahat ng babae takot sa inyo. May babae hindi natatakot. Kaya nung natalo ni Elijah yung mga prophets na yon, sikat na sikat siya. He felt so strong, the power of God. He experienced the power of God. He experienced the fire. He called the fire from heaven. Then Jezebel said, itong sabi ni Jezebel sa kanya, bukas sisiguraduhin ko na yung propeta na yan magiging kagaya ng mga pare na pinatay niya. In other words, Jezebel said, I'm going to run after this guy and I'm going to kill this guy. Aba, nung narinig ni Elijah yun, natakot siya. Diba? Diba? Ha, pambihira naman, sa babae lang natakot. Hindi nga natakot sa hari. Hindi natakot sa sundalo. Hindi natakot dun sa kadami-daming kaaway. Pagdating sa isang babae, medyo natakot siya. Parang si Peter din, diba? St. Peter, remember? Sabi niya, Lord, I'm going to die for you. Kahit saan, papakain mo kami sa leon. Mamamatay ako, kasama mo. Tapos nung dinuro siya ng isang baliit na babae, natakot ka agad. Hindi ko kilala yan. Because there are days in life that when we go into the test, we fail. We fail. Hindi tayo nananalo palagi. But sometimes God would allow us to face failures. And so here's that bad day for Elijah. Suddenly, he cringed. Natakot siya kay Jezebel. And you know what he did? Alam yung ginawa niya sa sobrang niyang takot? Pumunta siya sa isang lugar na walang tao. Dahil walang tao, wala ding pagkain. And pagdating doon, nagmukmuk siya. Nagkaroon siya ng pity party, na awa talaga siya sa sarili niya. And this is what he said to God. Itong sabi niya sa Diyos. At gusto ko rin makita yung kamay niyo kung nasabi niyo rin to sa Diyos minsan. Etong sabi niya kay Lord, Lord, patayin mo na lang ako. Nakapagdasal na ba kayo ng ganyan minsan? Oy, wala. Wala nang na-raise ng hands. You know, to be honest with you, I have prayed that prayer ago, many years ago. Sabi ko, Lord, kunin mo na ako. Sa sobrang tindi ng problema ko, sa sobrang tindi ng pinagdadaanan ko, sabi ko kay Lord, Lord, kunin mo na lang ako. And I would understand, I cannot put down Elijah because I felt what he felt. You experience a spiritual high, then the next day, you're brought low. You are brought to nothing. Then sabi niya kay Lord, Lord, kunin mo na lang ako. Take my life. And when he woke up, nung nagising siya, pagising niya, merong pagkain at tubig sa tabi niya. Wow, pagkain kaagad. Di muna siya kinausap ni Lord, pinakain muna siya. Alam niyo bakit? Alam niyo bakit? Mahirap kausap yung taong gutom. Okay? So, nilagyan muna siya ng pagkain ni Lord. Sabi ni Lord sa kanya, kumain ka. Ayaw niya. And the Lord said, you have to eat that. You will need that food. And so Elijah ate the bread that was provided by God, and he drank the water. And after that, God said, I want you to go to a mountain very far from here. And alam mo yung nangyari? Nung kinain ni Elijah yon, food na yon, for 40 days and 40 nights, he traveled and walked to a mountain. Walang kain-kain. What is it trying to tell us? The food that God will provide will sustain you. Amen? And the second thing we need to understand about this story, God will always provide. No matter what happens, where He guides, He provides. Where He would send, He would spend. Amen? Yan ang first reading natin. Pinakain niya si Elijah, then 40 days, 40 nights, nagtakbo si Elijah, and that food was able to sustain him. Amen? Now, second reading, what does our second reading teach us? Paul was encouraging the people. Sabi niya sa mga tao, if you are on a life's journey, remember this, you are not journeying alone. Amen? Amen? Huwag kang maglakbay na mag-isa kasi hindi yan ang disenyo ng Diyos sa atin. Hindi ka makakarating sa paroroonan mo if you travel alone. Sabi nga nila, if you'd like to walk fast, walk alone. But if you want to walk farther, walk with another. Okay? Narinig nyo na ba yung saying na yan? Hindi yan akin. Nakuha ko lang yan. Pero dadagdagan ko lang. Ito naman akin. But if you want to walk and reach the place where you need to go, walk with the right people. Amen? Walk with the right people. That is why sinasabi ni St. Paul dito sa Ephesians, sabi niya, kayo magkakapatid, magkakasama kayo. But sabi niya, do not have unforgiveness in your heart. Magpatawad kayo. Because as we journey together, sometimes we offend each other. We will have conflict with each other. Amen? Close na tayo sa family natin, pero nagkakaroon pa rin ng conflict ang family. That's, sometimes we can say that's normal. What is not normal is you do not forgive. That's why sinabi ni St. Paul dito, do not keep unforgiveness. If you get angry with your brother, don't let the sun go down on your anger. Ayusin mo kaagad yan. Kasi pag naabutan ka ng gabi, pagising mo sa umaga, carry over yan. Eh yung umaga na yan, may problema din yan. O, di nagdoble yung problema mo. Kasi yung problema mo kahapon, hindi mo inayos. Pagharap mo ng problema sa araw na yan, dalawa na yung problema mo. That's why you need to forgive. Amen? Sabi niya, there should be no malicious talking. Oh, isa pa yan. Malicious talking. Yan ang tawag natin sa Pilipinas ngayon, the Marites culture. Oh, nagmamarites tayo. We lie to each other. Nagsisinungaling tayo. Okay? We don't forgive each other. We are proud. What is Paul trying to say to us? This is bad food. Hindi mabuting pagkain to. Kung naglalakbay ka, at ito ang dala mong pagkain, bitterness, hatred, anger, you keep that in your heart, you will not be able to travel well. Or sometimes, baka hindi ka pa makararating dun sa paroroonan mo. Don't consume that kind of food. Huwag magbitbit ng ganyang pagkain sa paglalakbay. On your journey, don't bring bitterness. Do not bring anger. Do not bring unforgiveness. Amen? Do not bring corruption with you. Huwag mong pasanin yan sa buhay mo. Why? Because babagal at hindi ka makakarating sa iyong paroroonan. Hindi mo maaabot yung mga pangarap mo sa buhay mo. And you cannot be the person that God wants you to be. You cannot be the best version of yourself if you keep on feeding on bitterness and hatred. Yan ang second reading. So Father John, anong kakainin natin? Etong sinasabi ng gospel. I am the living bread, sabi ni Jesus. The living bread is the bread that came down from heaven. In the Old Testament, nakita natin how God provided manna for His people. But even though they ate manna, it was a bread from heaven, still, it was not enough to sustain them kasi namatay pa rin sila. At itong sinabi ni Jesus, I am the true bread. That manna is just a foreshadow of what God will do in the future for His people. When Jesus Christ came, sabi niya, I am the living bread. I am the true bread that now has come from heaven. Whoever eats this bread, whoever eats this bread will not die. Now, when you talk of death, it's not just physical death, but death also means to be separated. Death is a separation of the soul from the body. Death is a separation of a soul from God. That's why if you eat this bread, sabi niya, you will not be separated. You will not die. You will stay connected to the source of life. Yan ang sinasabi ni Lord. Huwag niyong kainin yung mga masasamang pagkain sa buhay. Kung tayo ay naglalakbay, we will only eat the true bread that comes from heaven. And who is that? It's Jesus. That's why 2 Sundays ago, sabi ni Jesus, believe in me. We should have faith in God. I am the true bread from heaven, pero kung hindi naman kayo naniniwala sa akin, eh ano yan? Wala rin. Amen? So how do we partake of this bread? We have to put our faith and confidence in God, particularly in His Word, kung anong sinasabi niya sa salita niya. Tatanungin ko kayo, kumakain pa ba kayo ng salita ng Diyos? Paano kainin yan, Father? Basahin at pagbulay-bulayan mo. Paikutin mo sa utak mo. Paikutin mo ng paikutin sa utak mong sinasabi ng Diyos. Sige, ikot ng ikot sa utak mo until malinis na yung utak mo. Wala nang masamang laman yan. Puro na salita ng Diyos at puro kabutihan ng Diyos ang nasa isip mo. That's how you feed on the Word of God. The second is the Eucharist. The bread of life. We find that in the Eucharist. Because Jesus also said, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will have life in him. Where can you find the flesh of Jesus? Where can you drink his blood? The only place you can do that is when we come in communion with one another, in communion with God, together we come to the table of the Lord. That's the only way. We eat his flesh and drink his blood. So those are the two things. Mahaba pa yung journey. Tedious, difficult. God knows what problems we will encounter. Hindi ko nga alam kung anong problema ko next week. I do not even know kung ano magiging problema ko next month. Pero alam ko meron. But the body and blood of Christ, the living bread, the assurance that if you feed on Christ, put your faith and confidence in His Word, partake of Him in the Eucharist as often as you can, then you will have the strength, the energy you need to travel and journey until eternity. Amen? Amen? Kailangan natin yan. Hindi tayo makararating sa pupuntahan natin if we will not receive nourishment from God. I talk to a man. Ang problema niya, he is so unfaithful to his wife. Inamin niya sa akin. Sabi niya, mahal na mahal ko yung asawa ko, padre. Hindi ko iiwan yung asawa ko. Pero may problema lang talaga ako. Sabi ko sa kanya, anong problema mo? Mahilig din ako sa ibang babae. Ay nako. Sabi niya, alam naman ng asawa ko yan. Kaya tahimik na lang yung asawa ko. Hindi na ako inaaway ng asawa ko. Sabi ko sa kanya, alam mo bakit hindi ka inaaway? Number one, mahal na mahal ka ng asawa mo. Secondly, pagod na yan sa away. Wala namang nangyayari. Hindi ka naman magbabago eh. Those are the two reasons. So he was caught in a dilemma that he loves his wife, he loves his family, but his weakness is he goes after other women also. And it's destroying his family. Alam mo, pag nalaman ng mga bata yan, malaman ng mga anak niya, they will lose respect on their father. Kawawa yung bata na wala ng respeto sa magulang. Maaawa ka sa batang yan. Because that child will never blossom in the way God wants that child to blossom. Bakit? May galit sa tatay. Kaninong kasalanan yan? Kasalanan ng tatay. And so, umiiyak na siya. He's so desperate. Sabi niya, I love my wife. I don't want to lose my children. But, wala akong guarantee pag nakakita ko ng babae. I become unfaithful. And this is what I said to him. Sabi ko, well, hindi rin kita matulungan dyan. But I know someone who can help you. I know someone who will be able to help you. And I told him, you know, go to church every day. Sabi, ha? Abu-abu, ta akong saya, Father, ay basi masunog, ta ako sa simbahan, ay bukon, di ka masunog karon. You come to church every day and receive communion. You come to church. Just take the Eucharist. At first, hindi siya comfortable, but then, kinento niya sa akin, he did it once a week. Nagsisimba na siya. Then he did it twice a week. Then he did it three times a week. Then he did it four times a week. Then finally, every day, he goes to communion. Then he sins. Then he goes back to communion again. Then he commits sin again. Then he goes back to communion again. Ganyan ang buhay niya. Until the day, na nagulat siya, sabi niya, ilang buwan na, Father, hindi ko na ginagawa yung ginagawa ko. Sabi ko, bakit? wala ka na bang nakitang maganda? Puro na ba pangit lahat? Alam mo itong sabi niya? Nawalan ako ng gana, hindi ko maintindihan. I have lost taste for my sin. You know why you lost taste for your sin? You know why? Because partaking of the communion will nourish your spirit. And it will sustain you to live a moral and upright life. Amen? Kaya yung sinasabi ko sa mga lalaki, hirap na kayo mahalin yung asawa nyo, magsimba araw-araw. Because the Lord will cause the Eucharist, His body and blood will nourish your soul. Yung wala ka ng strength na mahalin yung asawa mo, suddenly you will find that strength to love your wife, to love your children, to love your community. Yung mga tao walang pasensya, sabi ko, mag-communion kayo every day. Sige, kain lang every day. Do not lose hope. Then one day they wake up, ang haba na ng pasensya nila. Why? Because the Eucharist can nourish the virtues that God has placed in your life. Pag tama yung kinakain mo, magiging matuwid din ang buhay mo. Pag mali ang kinakain mo, araw-araw mali yung kinakain mo, what happens? Masisira ang buhay mo. Pagkain ka ng kain ng matamis araw-araw, subukan nyo, testingan nyo lang, kumain ng cake sa umaga, uminom ng Coke sa umaga, bago magtanghali, uminom ng Sprite, kalahating litro lang, kasi sa lunch naman yung kalahati, kumain ng cake, kumain ng lahat ng masasarap na pagkain. Huwag niyong pigilan ang sarili niyo. In 1 month's time, classmate na tayo. Mag-aaral na tayo sa media. Media betis. Okay? Why? Because that is not the proper food to eat. Amen? Ganon din sa spiritual life. Inggit, galit, unforgiveness, bitterness, sige, kainin mo yan araw-araw. Darating ang panahon, tatalikuran mo lahat ng bagay na mahal mo. Magtataka ka, bakit ko ginawa yon? Why? Because you don't have the strength anymore to do it. Amen? Amen ba? O, tawa kayo ng tawa dyan, baka hindi nyo naintindihan yung sinabi ko. And so today, we're going to partake of the Eucharist. Now, before we partake of the Eucharist, I would like you to understand, and I would like you to make a simple prayer to the Lord. Lord, I'm going to eat your flesh, and I'm going to drink your blood today. And itong hingiin nyo sa Kanya, strengthen me that I can become the person that you want me to be. Strengthen me inside that I can be the father that my children needs me to be. Strengthen me, Lord, that I can be the mother that my children wants me to be. Strengthen me inside, Lord, that I can be the brother that my sisters, my siblings need me to be. Strengthen me inside, Lord, that I can become the priest that the church needs me to be. Strengthen me today, Father, that I can become the bishop, I become the shepherd, I become the leader that God's people needs me to be. Can you do that today? Kaya niyo bang gawin yan? Sige, antayin ko kayo mamaya sa Eucharist.